First, we'll go on the parasha, and if we have any extra time, maybe we'll say a little word on Aser B'Teves, but first do for the parasha. So we start off with the Gemara is talking about Bechor. The Gemara in Bava Basra, on Kufchav, Bezom and Bez, we know Bechor gets double. So the Braisa says, what's Pshat double? What's Pshat in Pishnai? Does it mean that if there's, let's say, five brothers, so the Bechor gets two out of six pieces? You like, you cut the stuff into six pieces, and the Bechor gets two, and then the other ones get one. That's the real, that's the emes of Pshat. Or is the Pshat that you divide all this stuff into thirds, and the Bechor should get two-thirds of the whole estate? Because it's Pishnai. Maybe it means that you take, when he dies, he leaves over five kids. So maybe the Bechor should just get two-thirds of everything and leave a third for everyone else. So the Braisa says, no, we can know because it says, Uvenei Reuven, this is a pasuk in Divrei Hayamim. Uvenei Reuven Bechor Yisrael. It's talking about all the different Shabbatim and their children. It says, Reuven is the Bechor of Yisrael. Ki hu ha Bechor, he's really the Bechor, says the Pasuk. Uvechal lo Yitzuei Aviv, but when he switched the bed, Nitna Bechorosoi Livnei Yosef Ben Yisrael. So the Bechor went away from Reuven and went to Yosef. Veloy lihis yachis al ha Bechor. But not that Yosef would be called the Bechor. The Rashbam says, meaning La'olam Reuven kar Bechor Yisrael, we're still going to call Reuven the Bechor, Ela litol shnei gevul chalokim ke Bechor. But Yosef, he was the one, they switched it. Right? That's the Gemara, the Bryce is bringing this pasuk in Divrei Hayam. So the Gemara is saying, so we know that Yosef was considered a Bechor as far as Pishnaim. So now let's see what Yosef got. So it brings that it says in the pasuk, "Va'ani nosati l'cha Shechem achad alechecha," that Yosef got one extra portion. He didn't get two-thirds of the entire Eretz Yisrael. He only got one extra portion. So just like you see by Yosef that he only got one extra portion, the same thing by every Bechor, he only gets one extra portion and he doesn't get two-thirds. So it comes out from this whole thing here that Yosef... Oh, so the Gemara asks that also. The Gemara says, how do you know he gets even a whole extra portion? Maybe he gets, the Gemara says, Amar le'Rav Papa la'abai, dilma dik l'chada. Maybe you give him one extra palm tree. Where do you see a whole extra portion? So Amar le'abai, alecha amar akasuv kiruven v'shimon yiuli, that you're going to get like mamash a double piece as much as Reuven and Shimon. So you see it's two equal portions. So that's how the Gemara says it. So it comes out from this whole thing, from what it says in the Navi, that like Reuven was supposed to get the double portion, but then when he was Chalo Yitzuei Aviv, so it says Uvechalo Yitzuei Aviv Nitna Bechoros Livnei Yosef, instead it switched over to Bnei Yosef. So the question is like this, but if you look in the Parsha, it says that Yaakov said to Yosef, Kel Shai Nira Lai Beluz Be'eretz Kenan. Vayvorech oisi, right? Vayoyimer lai, hinini mafrecha v'yirbisichu nasaticha likal amin. That Yaakov said to Yosef, Hashem already appeared to me in Luz, that's back in Vayishlach, and he told me that I'm going to get two Shvatim, right? I'm going to have two more Shvatim. And now I see that I didn't have any more Shvatim got born, except for Binyamin. And Rashi explains that Hashem told him, you're going to have Binyamin plus two more, and there is no two more. So it means that Hashem meant that I should divide one of the Shvatim into two. So you're chosen for that, and you're going to get the double. And I'm going to do it by making you into Ephraim and Manasseh, and that's how we're going to do it. So the question is like this. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu said that in Vayishlach, if we remember back there, that was before the story that Reuven switched the beds. The order of the, that was in Luz, and then after that Rachel died, and then after Rachel died, then it says, Vayishkavis, Like we all know, Rashi says when Rachel died, so Yaakov put his bed in the tent of Bilhah, and then Reuven switched it. So that was all afterwards. So what is the pshat in the pasuk here that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is already telling him that I'm going to make you into two shvatim? What's going on? In the meantime, isn't Reuven supposed to get it? The pasuk says Reuven was supposed to get double. And then when Reuven did the avera of switching the bed, so he lost it, and they gave it to Yosef, which ended up being Ephraim and Manasseh. But why is Hashem telling Yaakov Avinu before Reuven did anything wrong that this thing's going to happen to you? So that's the kasha. L'chayre, before Reuven did anything wrong, everything will be normal. Reuven will get the b'chayre, and no one's going to be too shvatim.
Maybe he would become too shvatim.
Oh, very good. I'm going to get to that in a second. But Kipshuta, we would have thought not like that. The whole idea of the two shvatim was because of switching the pishnaim or something. Okay, we'll mamish get to that. So the first thing I cannot hold myself back from saying something. Rabbi Berkowitz once showed this to me years ago. It is takal pi in Arizal, but the Malbim brings it down, and so he showed it to me. The Malbim brings down an amazing thing from the Arizal, like this. And according to this, it would be Mush of this kash, but. The Arizal says when Hashem told Yaakov that you're going to have Binyamin and you're going to have two more Shvatim, it was Pasha Pshah. He was supposed to have two more Shvatim. There were supposed to be 14 Shvatim. Now what happened was that it was supposed to be from Rachel, but Rachel died, so she didn't get it. So that is why Yaakov put his bed by Bilhah's tent, because it was supposed to be from Bilhah, because she is like, you know, Shivchas Rachel, so it would still count for Rachel. But Reuven didn't know that. Or maybe, I think he said he didn't know, but he wanted the two Shvatim to be from Leah. So he switched it and moved it to Leah. But Lamaisa, the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, didn't want it to be from Leah. So it wasn't from Leah. And in the meantime, Bilhah lost out because he switched the tent. So Memela, the two Shvatim never got born. If he wouldn't have done that, then he would have Taka left the tent by Bilhah, then Taka Bilhah would have been Muberis with twins, and then there would have been Taka two more Shvatim. But Lamai says, since Reuven switched it, so no one got born. So Yaakov said, Nechzianan, what should we do now? We're missing two Shvatim. So now, how will the Nevuah work? Where's the two Shvatim going to come from? We're going to have to split Rachel's children into two more Shvatim, because we have to keep the Nevuah, and the Nevuah is only allowed to be from Rachel. It's not allowed to be from Leah. So we'll split them into two Shvatim. Now, the problem is like this. It's not fair. Very good. Right. So we'll get to that at the very end. If you remind me, according to what I want to say, it comes out, it's Mush of that Kasha also. But Al-Kaponim, he says, so we have to split back Yosef into two to make up for what Reuven did. Now the problem is, though, that the other Shvatim are going to complain, and they're going to say, that's not fair. Fine, Reuven did something wrong, but now what's happening because of that? We're making these new split up Shvatim, and it makes all of our Nachlas and Eretz Yisrael smaller. So why should we lose? So therefore Yaakov said, you're right. The only thing we could do is we'll have to take away the Bechayr from Reuven, and we'll give the peace that Reuven would have had to Yosef's other son. So Mimela, it turns out that as far as the Shvatim are concerned, they're not losing anything, because it's just take away from Reuven, give it to them. And the only one who will lose is Reuven.
That's only one extra shade.
Right, because one, really, Yosef only split into two. They only got two portions, right? You know, at the end of the day, there's
12, and there's supposed to be 14.
Yeah, well, in other words, the Shvatim are going to complain. You're right. If you tell them, look, you're gaining because there would have been 14, they're not going to go for that, because Lamaisa, there's not 14. Today, there's only 12 sons. And Mimelo, what kind of thing is this that you're splitting a shavit into two kids and then we're getting less? So therefore we tell the Shvatim, you're not getting less, because it, no matter what, it would be, Reuven would have gotten double. So it would have anyways had 13, because the Bechor would get. So this way again, it will be 13.
When are you saying that at the time before they went into Eretz Yisrael?
When Yaakov was talking, before he was Nifter, and he was dividing it up already, right now he's saying this whole thing.
So it was before Reuven decided to have his outside of Eretz Yisrael.
Oh, right. Oh yeah, nothing to do that right now, right before the whole. Well, here you see we're dealing with Pishnai. I think there's a Ramban told us that says that usually there really wasn't a din of Pishnai, but here Yaakov Avinu was noig with Pishnai.
Take it away from one, give it to another.
Oh, yeah, the Rishonim asked that. What happened to Lo Yuchel Avaker? You mean, why don't you say Lo Yuchel Avaker over here? Okay, so let's just keep the Cheshbon. So the Malbim says that it turns out, he says, it wasn't Oynish. Everybody thinks it was like Stama Oynish. Reuven did something bad. He was Chal Yitzui Aviv, got him an Oynish. He loses his Pishnayim as a patch. That's not the Pshat. So that result was a Hechrich. Since Reuven did that, there was no Breyer. Since he switched the bed, he caused that there should have to be a split up of the two Shvatim to make up for the Nevuah. And Mimelo, where are we going to fund it from? We're going to have to fund it from Reuven, because you did it. So we have to, you know, we have to take away your Bechayr to do it.
That's the Halgoyim, it's not the of the 14 Shvatim.
Yeah, it comes up. There's not really 14 at the end. It's just a kim of what the words were. Kal goyim, that's it. Kalam. So anyways, that's the Arizal's thing that he says, and then Malbim brings it down. According to him, so then my question is Miyushav, of course. Because my question was, why was Ribbon Shalalim telling Yaakov about Kalamim if Reuven didn't do anything wrong yet? According to Malbim, the Arizal Kushi Mekar Alessa, because there were supposed to be two more Shvat. Okay, but that's Al-P, Derech HaSoid. I wasn't really planning to go according to that. I just wanted to say it over, because everyone should hear this. Yeah, people asked me that. So I tell you, they saw that also. They saw that he was going to... Okay. They saw the end of the whole thing. Yeah.
The Bible says this on the
in Vayechi.
I
think he says it a little few psukim earlier in Vayechi by Shchamachas.
Because it's very good, the pshat and the pasuk. Pachas kamayim
al toisar. Yeah.
You didn't get anything extra. You actually lost
because of what you did. Yeah, he I think mentions that in there. I think Yitaka mentions that. Okay, but on the poshit, now let's go back to more a poshit away, like this. We have to. Ms. Boynin, that there are really two nekudos that happened by Ephraim and Menashe. One is that he split, that Yosef split into two shvatim. He became Ephraim and Menashe. Another thing is that Yosef got Pishnai. The two things are not mamish muchach that they have to go together. You could have Pishnaim without splitting into two, and you could split into two without becoming Pishnaim. Ketzad. What do I mean? Every Bechor, Reuven, let's say Reuven would have been the Bechor, he would have gotten Pishnaim, a double portion in Eretz Yisrael. Does he necessarily have to be two Shvatim? He doesn't have to be two Shvatim. He could be one Shevet, just getting a double piece of real estate. This other way also. Let's say Yosef split into two Shvatim. Lav Davki has to get a double piece of kark. He could just be like two Shvatim. There's Menashe and there's Ephraim. But Lav Davka, that they have to be a double piece of kark. So really, two things ended up happening. Yosef got both brachas. He ended up getting a Pishnai. He got double piece of kark. And he also became two Shvat. He became into Ephraim and Menashe. Okay.
So the Gvulim were essentially equal in Eretz Yisrael.
Meaning?
So every Shevet got basically the same.
So that I'm going to get to it in a second. So Imkain, L'chayr, we could give a Poshet Teretz to my Kash. The Ribbono Shel Olam already said nothing to do with Reuven's aver. The Rebbeinu Nishlam said to Yaakov Avinu Vayishlach, you're going to split into two. I'm not going with the Soyd anymore with the extra Shvatim. Just Pashup Shat. Pashup Shat, the Rebbeinu Nishlam was telling Yaakov Avinu, you're going to split into two. That's all, though. He did not say that you're going to get a new Pishnaim to anybody. Reuven will have his Pishnaim because he's the Bechor. He didn't do anything wrong yet. At this point, Reuven has his double because he's the Bechor. He's going to get a double piece of karka. The Rebbeinu Shem said something else. The Rebbeinu Shalalem said, but you should know that you're going to split, a Shevet is going to split into two Shvatim. Menashe and Ephraim will become two. That's all. He didn't say anything about making Reuven lose the Pishnaim. He just told him that you're going to split into two. And that would have been regardless. That would have been true whether Reuven did the chet or Reuven didn't do the chet. The Rebbeinu Shem already had a plan that you're going to be a kalam, and you're going to have two shvatim, and you're going to have two nesim, and you're going to have two degolim, and two stones on the choshen, or all the different things, whatever it is. But he did not yet say that Reuven's losing the pishnai. Then Reuven did the chet, and he was b'chal yitzui aviv, right? So he lost his pishnai. So Rebbeinu Shem said, okay, fine, we'll give the pishnai to Yosef. And now, Yosef will get the Pishnayim, and now his kids will get double, Menashe will get a whole big piece, Ephraim will get a whole big piece. That was what was added with the Chet of Reuven. So with that, we can answer the Pshat. However, the Chor of this Teretz is Tully in a Machlekes, Rashi and Ramban in the Parsha. Rashi asks Akasha in Parsha Vayechi. He says, what is the Pshat in this whole thing about getting Reuven, Menashe and Ephraim getting more karka? Rashi claims that when they divided up Eretz Yisrael, they divided up per person. Meaning, let's say there's 600,000 people in Klal Yisrael, they divided Eretz Yisrael into 600,000 squares. And then they said, okay, so Reuven is 45,000 people, he'll get 45,000 squares. Shimon is 59,000 people, he gets 59,000 squares. And Azoi, every Shevet went per person. So Frank Rashi in the Chumash, on the Parsha. So Frank Rashi, what's the difference if Menashe and Ephraim are one big Yosef, or they're two small things? So instead of being 32 and 30, they're 62. It's all the same thing. You don't gain anything or lose anything. So Rashi says on that, in a chenami, taki, you don't lose an inch or you don't gain an inch. The whole thing is just for covet. Then now it's two shvatim instead of one. Each one has his own nasi. And Rashi says now each one has their own goyrol. When they divide in Yeshua, each shevet got their own lottery. So now Menashe will get his own. But as far as gaining or losing any land, there was no gain of land and no loss of land. That is what Rashi says. Yeah. The Ravid, I'll just mention.
So what's the drasha?
Oh, very good. We're going to get the other side. So the Ravid in Bava Basra goes with Rashi's Mahalach. And the Ravid has a shtickle kasha. He says, so how exactly, how does the lottery work? How does it? You know, how did they make the lottery? So it says in the Gemara, they had one box with 12 names. Reuven, Shimon, Levi, Yehuda, right? Then they had another box with 12 pieces of ground. Right, and then they said, okay, pick out from here, pick out from here. Okay, Reuven, you match with that piece of ground. How could you make a lottery like that? If every piece of ground was pre-made according to the right size, so then you already decided. What doesn't work, right? I cut out 12 pieces of ground. Okay, but you're 50,000 people in your thing, so I cut for you a 50,000 piece. For you, you're 43,000. I cut for you a piece. So I already decided before I started the lottery which piece you're going to get. How do you do this whole thing?
Doesn't it say that they just designated a spot and then depending on the size of the thing, you
could... That's Mamsh the Ravid's Teretz. So Dr. Ravid, he uses all the cities in France. It's very interesting, Ravid. He starts saying, they wrote, Lombardia is Ruve, is one area. He writes all these names of the different cities. And then they pick you out, And then they say, oh, so you got Lombardia, right? Then they draw the line around of that region according to how big you are. That's the Ravid's terence. So Al Kapanim, the Ravid goes with Rashi, every shevet got according to the people. Ramban says, impossible. He says, the Chazal say not like that. The Gemara that we just brought, he says, b'chol makom, but the later then they put in where the chol makom is. They say it's in Baba Basra. We just learned that the Gemara said, how do you know how much a b'chor should get? We know he gets double. How do you know how big is double? We just went through it. Is it 2/3 or it's 2 pieces? Like Yosef. So the Gemara says that he did get double. And according to Rashi, he got nothing. He got just shtickle covered. That's it. But no double. So Mamela, the Ramban, argues on the whole Rashi, and he says that when Eretz Yisrael was cut up, it was cut up into 12 equal slices. And if you're lucky, you're a small shevet, you have a lot of room. And if you're a big shevet, you're not lucky, and you have to squish into the... nobody, no difference.
You have the Yeshua, but they said we need more space.
Yeah, exactly. They said, Ephraim said we need more space. I mean, Menashe said we need more space, right? So that's not what happened. And Meili says, Avada, they got Mamish double. They Mamish gained a tremendous amount because if they would have been Ephraim, Menashe would have been one shevet, they would have got 1/12. Now, Ephraim gets a whole 12 and Menashe gets a whole 12. So the Mamish gained. That's the Ramban's sheet.
But we know, if you look at Sefer Yeshua, they're not equal pieces.
They aren't? Okay.
Well, that's not quality.
Oh,
equality.
Oh.
So
equality can make up. Yeah.
Mountain, valley.
You go back to the Ravid's kasha and the teretz. In other words, it starts out one way, but only through the gadol. Who can be mashiach quality versus quantity? Only the Rabbi Shalom, and that's what the gadol is about. In other words, how can you be mashiach?
Okay, but one second. But we still, you're not coming to take away that Rashi and Ramban are arguing, right?
No, you're just saying
that's you zicher need a gor min hashamayim to right. Make such complicated cheshbonos.
Right.
All
right.
Bein Rav Limat. Yeah. So there's two ways to learn that pasuk. Right? The Gemara talks about it, and the Rishayim also. Each one explains it according to his way how to fit in the pasuk. Yeah. Oh, you mean in Yeshua?
Yeah, he only got cities.
Yeah, I don't know. All I can tell you is a Mar Mokum, that Rabbi Krasner has a whole simon on that kasha in his Sefer Nachlas Shimon in Yeshua. But what he says, I didn't go through it. Al Kapanim, okay, so it comes out that there is a big machloikis Rashi in Ramban right here on the spot in Vayechi. What does it mean that Ephraim and Menashe became two shvatim? According to Rashi, it's a kavod zach, that they are two nesim and this, but they didn't gain any karka. And the Ramban argues, and the Ramban says, no, they gained double karka, like Pasha Pshat, they got Pishnaim. Okay. So, now let's go back to what I was saying before. I was saying before that there was two inyanim. There was one inyan that they became two shvatim. There was one inyan that pashat two shvatim, two dgalim, two nesim, two shvatim, and a separate inyan, double karka, pishnayim. So that was my teretz, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu in Vayishlach already established that they're going to turn into two shvatim. Later on, because of the chet of Reuven, he also added in the inyan of pishnayim. So ha nicha lefi the Ramban, because the Ramban taka holds that there were two inyan. But according to Rashi, there really was only one inyan anyways. The only thing that ever did happen was the covenant. There was no pishnayim. Is im kein hadra kushya leduchta. So if HaKadosh Baruch Hu already said that they're going to split into two shvatim before Reuven did the thing wrong, it's already all set in stone. There's nothing left. That's it. There's no other things that are going to happen later. So then what did Reuven lose more by Chal lo yitzu yavam? That's my question. So how will we explain it according to Rashi? So on this, I wanted to say over Tshuvas Chasam Sefer. The Chasam Sefer in Simon Reish Ches was asked a question by the Mar Tzchias on the pasuk that Reuven said, "As Shnei Bonai Tomis, Im Lo Yavina Elecha." Reuven said, "You could kill my two sons if I don't bring Binyamin back home. Frank Demartzki is, what kind of halacha is this? What do you mean, you kill my two sons? What's this business? Ritzicha, what is this? You could kill two sons. What heter is it? What kind of a thing? So the Chassam Sofer says, Kushya limta. So the Chassam Sofer, the answer is, we find a new pshat in the word mace. It says in Shlach, the Yoshua bin Nun, the Kali ben Yifune, Chayu min ha'anashi mahen. Says the Gemara Bava Basra, what does it mean? Chayu, they became rich because the Meraglim lost their portion and Kalev and Yeshua got the portion. And that's called Chayu. The same thing, mace can mean lose your portion. Well, like, okay, same idea. So he meant they're going to lose their portion in Eretz Yisrael. So Zokter, what was the pshat? What was Reuven referring to? Because, look, the Chassam Sofer, we see that at the end, Yosef split into two Shvatim. Yosef split into two Shvatim. But that was all because of the Chet. But before Reuven did Chilu Yitziyu Aviv, he was supposed to split into two Shvatim. So I think that's what you were saying before. Really, Reuven was supposed to split into two. So Reuven said, okay, if I don't bring him home, I lose my whole right to split into two Shvat. So he was Mechavin, the Chassam Sofer was Mechavin here to two Rishonim, the Hadar Zakenim from the Rosh, and the Rivo Alatay, the Baal Tosis Rivo, both say this too. That Tomis means lose Chelik in Eretz Yisrael.
On account of which Chet?
Which Chet did what?
On account of the on the guarantee.
Well, Reuven said it because of the guarantee.
So he lost because of the guarantee.
It never happened. He didn't take him up on the offer. Never happened. That was what Reuven was offering. He was offering that I'm going to lose that. He's offering Yaakov. Right.
He didn't know that he lost it anyway.
Oh, very good. It comes out he didn't know he lost it anyways. That's what I'm sure we're going to get to in a second. So you hear what the main, what I'm, and he was Mechavim, the Rishonim already say, Thomas can be losing the Chelek in Eretz Yisrael. So what's the main thing I'm trying to draw out of this Chassam Sofer? That the pshat is, Chassam Sofer is saying that the original plan when HaKadosh Baruch Hu said you're going to split into two Shvatim would have been Reuven. That's the whole thing I want to take out of the Chassam Sofer. It was really supposed to be Reuven. He was supposed to turn into two Shvatim. And only because of the Chet, Yosef turned into two Shvatim. So Im Kain, L'chayr, we have a new answer to my original Kasha. The Kasha was that Rabbeinu Shalom told Yaakov Avinu, you're going to split into two Shvatim. The problem was, but at that point, Reuven didn't do anything wrong yet. So why are we doing this? The answer is right. Reuven himself was going to be the one that was going to turn into the two Shvatim. He was the one himself that was going to turn into two Shvatim. Then that is mamash what it's saying. Uvechalo Yitzue Yaviv. Nitna habechoyra liyosef. What does Rashi hold that means? Rakshita's Rashi is they didn't gain any ground. They got covet. So Yenner covet that Reuven was supposed to get, that he was supposed to be two Shvatim, Nitna was given over to Yosef. So it comes out a whole new idea. In other words, according to the Ramban, you could say that the two Shvatim thing was always supposed to be Yosef, maybe. But the Pishnaim we're talking about. So Reuven was supposed to get double your real estate. Switched over, Yosef got double Pishnaim. According to Rashi, there was no Pishnaim at all. Nobody got Pishnaim. So the whole thing was this covet of call to Shvatim. So that's the Vav. They were supposed to be Reuven. And that went over to Yosef because of the Chet.
That's what Thomas means. The
code
I was going to have being split into two,
taking
that away from him, not
karka. Oh, very good. So, the Chuvas Binyan Tzin, the Aruch Laner, you know, in Chuvas Binyan Tzin, Chelek Beis, brings down the pshat of the Chassam Sofer, and he says, I have a kash on it. He says, the Mefarshim all ask, what does Reuven mean, es shnei bonei Thomas? Reuven has four children, Chanoch, Palu, Chetzer, and Karmi. What do you mean, shnei? So the Rishonim answer that he didn't want to kill all four. He was only offering two. Eshnei Bonai Thomas. So Zok the Aruch Laner. That's all good if you learn the Pshat, not like the Chassam Sofer. But if you go like the Chassam Sofer that he's trying to say he's going to lose his Chelek, so why only two? But I think that Pshat Chassam Sofer is clear. He meant
double.
Well, we're going with Rashi. Okay, I mean.
It's double, that double portion.
Right, meaning, right, the double, the inyan of that whatever it says by Yosef, it says in the Chumash, in this week's parasha, that Yaakov said, Ephraim and Ashkru and B'shemin, Umoylatcha Sherlatachrim, if you'll have more children, they're going to go into the two. And you're not going to turn it to five Shabbatim. You're only going to be two Shabbatim, and everyone else is included in those two. So Reuven was supposed to get that thing. Mark it, slay with double or not double, Ramban, Rashi, whatever it is. And Reuven was supposed to get that. So he said, that thing I'm going to lose. But right, but he wouldn't lose entirely. He didn't mean.
Four sons. So what?
So in other words, two would have been Shvatim. Exactly like.
Another two would have.
Okay. Just like by Menashe and Ephraim. They were going to be the two oldest, were going to be the two Shvatim, and everyone else was supposed to get Geshtupin. And Ibn Ezra writes that he probably had more sons, and they probably got included. And I saw a whole Sefer already tried to figure out, so if they got included, who did they go into? Who went into Ephraim? Who went into Menashe? Okay.
There was nobody else.
It doesn't mention anyone else. Right, yeah. So it doesn't say that it happened, but Ibn Ezra says it did happen.
When you count up the people who were there, it doesn't look like they were.
Okay, so I'll call punny, but whatever, it was only supposed to be two. So Chassam Sefer is beautiful. Eshnei Bonai Tomis, he meant this thing that I'll be two Shvatim, you're going to take away from me. So he said Shnei. Fine, I'll call punny, that's what the Chassam Sefer is. But I have a kasha on the Chassam Sefer. Because the Chassam Sefer says himself that the emes is that Reuven didn't realize something. By the time Reuven offered this offer, he had already done Chal Yitzui Yavif. So he didn't realize that he wasn't going to be two Shvatim anyways. So his whole offer was no offer. He didn't know that. He didn't know that. Oh, so Chassam Sofer says that Yaakov was meramiz, because if you remember the words in Rashi, Rashi wrote, B'chor Shaitahu, V'chi Bonai Heim Bonecha, V'chi Bonecha Heim V'loi Bonai. So the regular Pshat is in a question mark, right? They're your kids, they're not my kids. But he was also being maram is in it. You're b'chor shoyte, because they're your kids, they're not my kids. Meaning that Ephraim of Menashe was my, right? But it's too late, they're not my kids anymore. What?
Like a hadashah,
it's
not really
easy. Yeah.
The wrong number.
Right, like that, yeah. With maram is, he says he was maram is that your whole offer is no offer because you don't know. It's not negayah anymore.
That's not how Rashi learns the pshat and plot, because you see in Vayeshev, he says that he was sitting the sock al shechilai. Oh, but he didn't know what the punishment was.
He didn't know the punishment.
He knew he did something wrong,
but he didn't know he has lost his double thing. So he didn't know it. So that's what the Chassam Sofer himself says. You have to say, according to this, that Reuven did not know it. So my kash on the Chassam Sofer is l'chari av b'feirish gemara that Reuven did know it. B'feirish gemara. The gemara says, Vayitikra eshmoi Reuven loymoir, Kiro Hashem ba'oni. So the Gemara says, why did she call him Reuven? So before we get into anything, let me just stop and say pshat in the Gemara. What do you mean, why? I mean, the Gemara doesn't write the part of Kiro Hashem ba'oni. Okay, but it's there. Right? It says in the Chumash, Kiro Hashem ba'oni. So what does it mean? The Gemara says, why did she call him Reuven? It says in the Chumash, why did she call him Reuven? So on this, I'll just say over the Goyin. The Vilna Goyin says like this. You have to know a rule that always the cause is written and then the effect. And he brings all kinds of rise from Mishnayos like that. But without going into all the Mishnayos he brings, he says, if you look by every name in the Chumash, it says, Vatoimer kishoma Hashem kisnu anoichi, vatikra shmoy shimin. Vatoimer apam yilove ishe elai, vatikra shmoy levi. Always the cause, the sibo, then the effect. She called his name. By Reuven, it says Vatikra Eshmoy Reuven Kiro Hashem Boni. So Memela, the cause is blank. Like there's something missing because it didn't write the cause. So there's room. The Gemara, like the Torah, is leaving room for a drasha that there must be something other that caused it that it didn't say in the pasuk. That's the Vilna Goyin's pshat. I'll just tell you over his Geshmaka Mishnah in Brachas. He says that it says Rochatz Belaila Rishon Shemesa Ishtay, you know, by Rabbi Tarfon. So they said, why are you doing this? So he said, I'm an istinis. Then it says, Uch Shemes Tavi Avdoi Kibol Tanchumin. So they asked him, I thought you, Limatan Rabbeinu, you don't take Tanchumin on Eved. He says, no, he was an Eved Kasher. So Frek the Gra, why did the Mishnah go in the different order? Either it should go, Mesa Ishtoi Rochatz, Mes Tevi, Kibol Tanchumin. You should say the Mes part first, and then, but or the other way. But why does it say, Rochatz, Kisha Mes Ishtoi, and then Mes Tavi, Kibol Tanchumin? So he says, the answer is you always write the cause and then the effect. So Memela, the cause was Rochatz, because it was him, because he was the istinis, because he had to wash. Mesa Ishta wasn't the effect, that wasn't the cause. That wasn't why he was Rochatz. He was Rochatz because it was him, so therefore you write that first. By the second thing, the cause was because it was Tevi. So it says, Mes Tevi Avdi, Kibol Tanchumin. Whatever is the cause is always written first. That's the gra sticks in. Fine. So I'll call upon him. So the Gemara says, what is the other reason why we call them Ruvain? Because Ruma ben Bini leben Chami, right? My Shver's son, better known as Esav. Look what he does. He sells the Bechaira, and then he's screaming that you stole my Bechaira. And my son, Bal Korchach, they pulled away the Bechaira from my son Reuven. They gave it to Yosef. And when he's in the Boer, Reuven tries his hardest to save Yosef, and he's not even jealous of Yosef.
Well, I mean, that's stunning. I mean, nothing's happening. Reuven's just getting bored.
Okay, she had Ruach
HaKadosh.
Of course, sure. Okay, but she's trying to say how good her son is, right? That one day, look what he's going to do. Such a good thing.
Despite he knew that he lost.
Oh, it says he wasn't jealous of him. It brings the same pasuk from Divrei Yomim. Brings that pasuk in Baruch San Zayin on base. Brings the whole pasuk there. B'chal Yitzu Yehovin Nit B'chal Yosef Va'afilu Hachi Lo Ikni Be, and he went and saved him. So in the Gilyan Ashas, Rabbi Kveger on the side, he says Ein Marsha Bo Basra, and you look up the Marsha. The Marsha says we see from this Gemara that it already happened by the time that Reuven was saving Yosef from the boy, it already happened that he lost his Bechaira, and Yosef got it, and Reuven knew about the whole thing, and he didn't care. So Lechaira, we see a Beferish in Gemara, connected to Chassam Sofer.
Lechaira, we
see. Oh, Mahavish, that's the next thing, exactly. Lechaira, we see Mahavish in the Gemara, connected to Chassam Sofer. The Chassam Sofer says that Reuven did not know. He didn't know anything, and he was offering Kilu, he still has it. And here you see Beferish in the Gemara that it says that Reuven knew the whole thing and he had already lost it. And so how do you answer that? Oh, so according to the Ramban, we can answer it. Because we already said, according to the Ramban, there were two things. There were two things. There was one thing that Reuven was supposed to get Pishnayim. And there was another thing that Reuven was supposed to split into two Shevatim. So Reuven Taka already knew that he lost the Pishnayim. He already knew that Yosef is going to get double and he won't get double. That he knew. And that's what Leah was saying. Look how good he is. He lost his Pishnayim already. Already went to the double portion, already went to Yosef, and he wasn't jealous. He took him out of the boy anyways. But Reuven still thought, at least I have the COVID left. I'm still going to be the one that's going to split into the two Shevatim. Right? At least that. So I'll give that up. I'll give that up, that my kids are supposed to turn into two Shevatim, that I'll give up for if I don't bring home Binyan. So Mimela, the two things can still both be true at the same time. It means, in other words, they won't have their own Nachlas. You know, they won't have their own private Nachlas. They'll just be one thing together. I could already mention, it says in the Ravid, that it even Nachla-wise, there is somewhat of a Mila of being two over one, simply because then you get two areas. In other words, if you're one, you get one area, and every area has its pluses and its minuses. So Mimela, you'll be stuck with whatever you have. But now that it's two nachlas, so the ma'aseh, right? You could eat, you have, if you have a little better on this side, you have a little better there. So the rabbi says it's a ma'ala even in the nachla. And the Maharal Prague also says another ma'ala, because it says in the Gemara, it's the same kind of idea. The Gemara in Bavakama on Pei Alpha and Bay says that it says Pnu Sulachem Uboy Bahar Uba Emek Ubashfelo Bahar Benegev Ubachayfayam. So it says in the Gemara, every single shevet had to get a little har, a little shvela, a little ba'emek, and a little bit of negev. So Memela says the Maral, if they're all one, so then the whole thing has to have a har and a shvela. But Ephraim might end up with only har, and Menashe might end up with negev. Now that the two shvatim, Ephraim has to have all four, and Menashe has to have all four. Okay, so there's a shtickle mile even in the nachla, a mashu of a mile. So he was going to give that up, and he was going to give up because he didn't know. He only thought he lost the pishnai. He didn't know that they were taking away the inyan of the two shvatim. So that we could answer. But according to Rashi, as we kept on saying, Rashi holds there was only one thing. So the chayyer, we have no mahalach left because there was only one thing that he split into two shvatim, and that's all that there was to discuss. And if we claim that he lost it and he knew about it, then he knew everything. There's nothing more to know. So Ibizai, the chayyer, we can't say, like the Chassam Sefer, that he didn't know, right? Because you can't,
unless
there's no two.
What he thought was that there was two and there was only one.
Oh, I hear. Okay, so what I want to say is the following big chiddush, that there's a Sefer Zikaron called Neir Le'echad. It was made for the person who built Kiryat Sefer. The person, I forget his first name, Schreiber, was one of the founders of, started the city off, and they put a Sefer Zikaron out called Neir Le'echad for him. And in this Sefer, they have very choshev, the Rabbanim gave in different. So one Rav from Yerushalayim, I never heard of him, his name was Rav David Link, wrote in the following piece. He wrote like this. He says, the bottom line, there's a big problem that the Ramban is asking on Rashi, and no one's answering Rashi from it. Rashi seems to be saying that there was only this dividing of Shvatim and nothing more than that. But Lamaisa, the Gemara that the Ramban brought, no one's answering Rashi from the Gemara. The Gemara says clearly that there was Pishnaim, and Yosef got double, and that's where we learn out the whole idea that Bukhar gets double. And the Ramban's attacking Rashi from this Gemara, and no one's answering Rashi from the Gemara. So he wants to be Matzia the following big Chiddush. But it sounds, I don't have any reason to say he's wrong. It sounds like it could be. You tell me what you hold. He says like this. Rashi never is denying the Pishnayim. The issue is like this. That Rashi is written in Vayichi on that pasuk. When Yaakov said to Yosef, I'm making them into two shvatim. He says, I'm going to make you Ephraim and Rashi into two shvatim. So Rashi says on that pasuk, what will they gain from being two shvatim? They're not going to gain anything because Rashi's shita is that they divided up Eretz Yisrael by person. That's what Rashi says. Eretz Yisrael nischalka legul geloisa. Eretz Yisrael was divided by person. So what do you, it's no mila or chisaron to be two shvatim or one shevet. It's the same amount of people either way. So Rashi says, taka, dividing into two shvatim is an inyan of kavod and no more. However, that's not the end of the chumash. That's pasuk ches over there. In pasuk chaf beis, it says in the chumash, v'ani nasati lecha shchem achad alechecha. Says Rashi, bunch of pshat, what does the word shchem mean? One pshat is it means the city shchem. Then Rashi says, another pshat, chelek. I'm going to give you a double chelek, which is really that Gemara in Baba Basra, where it says shchem achad means I'm giving you a double. And it means that he gave a double chelek, which went to Ephraim and Menashe. That pasuk definitely is saying that he's getting a double portion. It's just that That's true, that pasuk, but Rashi still had a valid kash in the other pasuk. The other there's two things going on in two separate psukim. In pasuk ches, the pasuk is saying that I'm splitting you into two shvatim. In pasuk chav beis, it says I'm giving you a double portion. So the double portion for shteitzach is a good tzach. You have a double portion, is better than a single portion. But the Rashi only asked the kasha on the other pasuk of Kiruvin v'shimon yiuli. That Rashi says, what do you gain from this pasuk? So actually, you're right. This pasuk is no gain in karkas. Only gain in shvat, in covet, in having two names and two gerolos and all that. So Memela, he wants a taina that Rashi also agrees that lamais they got two things. So Ibizai, then we're in good shape. Now the emes is that the Ramban was already nachis to this. He says, what's pshat according to Rashi? They didn't gain anything. The Gemara Chazal always say that they got a pishnaim. He says, maybe Rashi will say that every yachid v'yachid of Ephraim and Menashe got a double piece. Every yachid in Ephraim and Menashe got a double piece. Maybe that's what Rashi will say. Abol ein zeichel ze b'mashmos hakosav. Meaning, he's saying there's no zecher in the words Kiruvein v'shimon yiyuli, that every yachid will get a double portion, which is 100% right. Where do you see in the words Kiruvin v'shimon yiyuli that every yachid should get a double portion? So all we're really saying is, you're right, Ramban, taka from Reuven v'shimon yiyuli, you don't see it at all. You taka can't see it from there. You see it from Shechem Achad. And there it fits in because it says Shechem Achad. So Memela, really, that's what he wants to answer. Im Kain, it turns out that Rashi and the Ramban both agree to the whole idea that there was two things, and whatever you say from their mind, you can say for Rashi. Okay, so before we get any further, let's just make a sikkum of what happened now. What we're saying is like this. There were two inyanim that happened here by Ephraim and Menashe. One is that they split into two shvatim. The Ramban holds that automatically, that alone that they split into two shvatim means they'll get a double portion, because Shitas Ramban is that each Shevet gets an equal slice in Eretz Yisrael, regardless of population. So Memela, the two things are like Mekusher Zelazet, automatically they go together. Rashi holds that the two things are not Mekusher Zelazet. There's one thing they split into two Shvatim, that doesn't get you any Karka, but he Grata also gave them a double portion. And as far as the two Zmanim go, that we have the one Zman before he did the Chet, and the Zman of after the Chet, and that we're saying that the before the Chet, it wasn't taking away the Pishnayim from Reuven, it was just the Inyam splitting into two Shabbat. That's the
according to both Rashi and the Ramban.
According to both Rashi and the Ramban. Until he did the Chet, Reuven would have definitely gotten Pishnayim, that he wouldn't have lost, but he was going to split him into two Shabbat. That was all that was going to happen. And then later he lost his pishnayim and went home. It's really repeating. Yes. If you look in the Rishbam and that sugya there in Bavasi, he mentions that. That Shechem Achad and Reuven v'Shimon is just repeating. It's the same thing, really. It's mamash hainuhach. That's what the Rishbam really says there. So now I just want to be messiah with the following ha'ara. If you look up in Yoshua, in Navi Yoshua, in Perek Tezayin, in Perek Yud Zayin, you will see, interesant Zach, that when they split up the Eretz Yisrael with a Goyrol, they made the Goyrols with Yosef's name, and they did, you know, Reuven, Shimon, not Levi, because he's Levi, and then Yehuda, Yisachar, Zvulun, and Yosef. Then Yosef got his piece. Then after that, they made an inside Goyrol of Menashe and Ephraim in Yosef's piece. And the Ramban in Pinchas, when he's talking in the Chalukas Ha'aretz, he brings this psukim in Yeshua and he says it like lahed. Because sometimes you just see the psukim, you don't know what they're saying. But the Ramban says beferish, that the way it went was that first they made a girl and they gave Yosef a nice big piece. And then afterwards they made another girl and they gave Ephraim his half of Yosef's piece, and Menashe got his half of Yosef's piece. So the Shilas, I saw a few Sfarim already say, what's going on here? Look, I thought Ephraim and Menashe are Shvatim, so let them enter straight into the Goyrol. Why do they have to go first through Yosef? Excuse me?
Because they took the Yatzi Shem Menashe.
So I mean, but whatever they're supposed to get.
So it's not half and half.
Okay, fine. So put them in however they. Fine. So okay. So make. You can still do it. You can still do it. However they're supposed to get. However much they should get. Why don't you do it straight? So I was thinking like this. According to Rashi, it's mamish miyushin. Because the pshat's like this. The Rebbeinu Shel, as we said, according to Rashi, it's two separate things that are not mekusher zeh lazeh. There's one thing that the Pishnayim went to Yosef. Another thing that Ephraim and Asher split into two. The fact that Ephraim and Asher are two Shvatim would get them no extra karka at all, according to Rashi, because you go by person. But the other present was a separate present that you get a Pishnayim. The Rebbeinu Shel Olam never promised Ephraim and Menashe Pishnayim. The Rebbeinu Shel Olam promised Yosef Pishnayim. So Memela, what would have happened is like this. If Ephraim would go in as a Shevet, say, okay, I'm a Shevet. I want my rights. And Menashe would say, I'm also a Shevet. Say, okay, let's see how many people you are. Okay, you're 32,000. 32,000 squares for you. You're 30,000. But that's what I'm saying. The Rebbeinu Shel Olam never promised Ephraim and Menashe anything special. So the Rebbeinu Shel Olam promised Yosef. Yosef, Yaakov told Yosef, I'm giving you Shemacha. So in other words, the pshat is the Shevet of Yosef still exists. There is still a Shevet of Yosef, and there's a Shevet of Menashe and Ephraim. So the pshat is Yosef had to come in because he's the one that represents the promise to get a double piece. So he says, I'm coming, give me my double piece. So he said, okay, how many people are on your Shevet? Add them all up, 62,000. Okay, you get 124,000 squares. So Memela, now he got his squares. Now he can leave. He can say, okay, fine, Shkoyach, I got my thing. Now, Ephraim and Menashe are 64,000 people. Fine, we'll make a girl, you'll get this many. But if Ephraim and Menashe would directly come in, they never got a promise for a Pishnayim, so they wouldn't get it. So they had to come in as Yosef. Izoi bazoi, it comes out a little bit miyushav the kasha we asked before, that L'chayr, that Arizal said that this made up for the 14 Shvatim. But why? L'chayr, you subtracted Yosef and you added two, but you know, minus one, add two, you don't get two more. But the teretz is that even after Menashe and Ephraim were in, there was still a Shem of Yosef. You see, Beferish and Navi, they still made a girl for Yosef. He still exists. He is Yosef. And they're both true. There's Yosef and there's Menashe and Ephraim. And I saw in a Sefer, he brings another pasuk like that. When they complained, the B'nai Tzolofchad, it says, Kain Matei B'nai Yosef Doivrim. So it sounds like there was still a Shevet of Yosef left also, even after there was already Menashe and Ephraim. Okay, let's stop with that. How should I do it? It's four. It's two. It's gonna. Chatzi Dover, isn't it?
Isn't it not shayach to say that all the Shvatim get all the different types of areas unless they're not contiguous?
Isn't it?
Because you can't take 12 different areas and have them all have a piece of the yam and a piece of the...
Oh, well, it looks from the Gemara that they somehow did it. But a yam was a mistake. I said yam, I was wrong. I think it says Bahar, Shela, Negev. So every single piece had a har, had a Shvela.
So Har and Shvela are not Akasha because you have them all over the place.
It's true.
But Negev is
Negev,
south.
You mean south. How do you have south? I guess south means desert land or something.
And what's the other one?
I'm not sure. I don't remember. Did I write it down? Maybe I wrote down what it was. 1 second. I wrote down what it was. Negev Amek. Oh, that's it. Har, Shvela, Negev, Amek.
So Yam, I guess, is the...
Right, I didn't say Yam. I made a mistake.
It didn't say Yam, okay.
It didn't say. It's a Har, Shvela, Negev, Amek.
Okay, so if it's ambiguous areas...
Right, so then you could... Yeah.
Okay.
So that's how I... Yeah.
So what happened in Vayetzei, he says that Leah was mispalel on the seventh on Dina that she should be changed into a Dina rather than a Dawn or something like that. Because then Rachel wouldn't have a Chelek.
But this way there was two head. More boys to go?
Yeah.
Yeah, so the Chor is the same Terrence. She already saw the end of the whole...
They saw through the whole thing all the way... Yeah. Right.
What was the clarity of 14 versus 13?
That Joyce is still counting. So, Mimele, you have 14. Joyce is...
At the end.
Yeah, that thing, yeah.